Okay, today's daf is Maaser Sheni, daf Chaf Hey, and we continue here, Chaf Dalan Mabez, in the Sugya of Maaser Sheni. Just one Hosafa that I wanted to mention regarding Temura. We discussed yesterday how Temura is the Isser of the substitution. The Rambam discusses this in Hilchos Temura at the end of Sefer Karbanos. The Rambam has Temura. We learned yesterday that Temura can only happen from once. An animal can create Temura, but maybe one animal can't create two Temuras. That was what we learned. Ein Pesach Ose Temura Vishone. Right, that was what we learned. The Rambam discusses that in Perek Shlishi, in the third Perek of Temura, Halacha Aleph, if one can create Temura more than once. Mipia Shmuel Lamdu, says the Rambam. Hu kara vein terasa kareva din maiser b'chor. V'chulu, he continues, again, not getting into all the details, you know, of Temura for now, but I wanted to mention the beginning of the Rambam. In Hilchos Temura Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, the Rambam discusses a malchus for Temura. There are exceptions to the rule for those Isurim that generally would not get Malkas, like a Lav Shein Bo Maisa. This is one of the three exceptions. The Rambam says, Kala Meimer, Lokeh, Kala Behemo, Behemo. If somebody does violates Temura, one gets Malkas for each and every Behemo. Sheyamir, Shenemer, Lo Yachlifenu, Lo Yamir Oso. V'yafo Bishloasa Maisa, even though no Maisa was done, one's going to get Malkas. Usually the rule is, one only gets Malkas if it's Dumya de Lav de Chasima, if it's similar to the Lav of muzzling, because in Parshas Kiseitse, the Isser of muzzling is put right next to the source of Malkus, Arboim Yakenu. So the Chazal Darshan, that one only gets Malkus if it's similar to the Lav of Chasima. So the Lav of muzzling has a Maisa, and it's not Nitak La'asei, and it's not a Lav Shebeklalos, and it's not a Lav Shenitak La'asar Mises Bezdin, right? It's a regular, normal Lav without the unusual rules. So that's usually the rule. There's a Machlokas Tanayim, Lav Shema Maisa, but we pass in Lav Shema Maisa, Ain Lokin Allah. But the Rambam says this is an exception to the rule. Based on the Gemara at the beginning of Temura, Mipia Shmuel Lamdu, Shkal Mitzvahs Losase, Shein Ba Maisa, Ain Lokin Allah, Chutz, Minishva, Umeimir, Umakalel, Eschavero B'Shem. Those are the three. Shlosha Lavim Elu, E Efsha, Shia Ben Maisa Klal, Velokin Alayim. These three, it's impossible. They're all verbal. Right, there's no way that they can be done with a Maisa. Meaning, what's the Rambam alluding to? There are some Isurim that can be done with a Maisa, and then you have to always ask, if they can be done with a Maisa, so then do you get Malkus because inherently this is the Lav Sheyeshba Maisa? Do you not get Malkus because it's inherently a Lav Sheyeshba Maisa? So we discussed that in the past. Or do you go by whatever you did? So just examples. The Bal Yerabai Yimatzeh. The Rambam says, the beginning of Hilchos Chametz Umatzeh. Bal Yerabai Yimatzeh. If you just have Chametz in your house, and you let it be there, and you violate by Rabbi Yamatzi passively, then you don't get Malkus, because you need to do a Maisa. But if you bought Chametz on Pesach, you're going to get Malkus. So that's an example of, it depends what you did. You did a Maisa, you didn't do a Maisa. Another example is the Rambam says, and the Chinuch writes this, Nekama, the Isser of Nekama. The Isser of Nekama, you are, right, Reish Ben Malef, you are not going to get Malkus. Why? The Chinuch writes, at the end of Reish Mem Aleph, v'noheges v'chol bakum v'chol zman v'zecharim v'nekevis, v'yover aleha, v'kava belibo lisno chaveiro sheheiralo, if somebody is kovei in their heart to hate someone, ad sheyigmaleyu kara, so over alavze, he's kovei in a heart to take revenge on somebody, you're gonna violate this aveira. V'raso rabakiu siba l'takala meruba, aval ein lokin alavze l'fisha ein bo maisa, you're not gonna get Malkus. And even though you can violate Aide Malkus, you're not gonna get Malkus. V'kfal ze yibiyatcha, b'chol makam shnemar alav she'im ha-maisa ein lokin alav, afal b'isha asa bo shum maisa, ein o loki alav abde kein. If it's a lav she'im ha-maisa, you're not gonna get Malkus, even if you did a maisa. Mikivan she'efshar la'av or al-halav, mi'beli maisa, v'tizkar davar ze b'kulan, says the Chinuch. Remember this, ki davar baruhu, ein tzorach l'shenosu b'makam acher. So that's the Chinuch. So some say, some put this Chinuch against the Rambam. The question is it really against the Rambam? The Rambam in Hilchos Schirus, the Rambam there says that if somebody violates the Isser of Chasima, right, we're talking about Lo Sachsom. If somebody violates the Isser of Chasima, one is going to get Malkus, even if you did it without a Maisa. Chasma v'kol. What if the animal's about to eat and I make a noise? And I make sure the animal doesn't eat without putting a physical muzzle on it. Then I'm going to get Malkus even though I didn't do a Maisa. So you have many examples. as we just said, chametz according to the Rambam, it depends what you did. Chinuch by nekama, you're not going to get malchus. The Rambam, you are going to get malchus for even though you didn't do a maisa. There's another example that just came to mind. Losachmod. The Rambam says in Hil beginning Hilchos Gzela, Losachmod, and the Ravid can't fathom what the Rambam just did. The Rambam says that by Losachmod, it is a lav she'ein bo maisa, and therefore you are not going to get malchus. Let me just see if I could just open this in the Rambam here at Hilchos Gzela. Says the Rambam, and I think it's Halacha Tess here. The Rambam says, "Kol chomed avdu al maso obeso v'kelev shel chaveru o kol davar she'ef shalo sheikneim imenu v'hichbid alav bereim v'hifzir bo ad shalachlu imenu." If somebody desires and pushes and begs his friend until he gets it, he covets something until he gets it. Even though you paid for it, he's over below sase. Shenemar lo sachmod. Going to violate lo sachmod. And then the Rambam says two lines, which the Ravid says are contradictory. V'ein lokan alav zeh b'nei she'ein b'maisa. Number one, you don't get malchus. Lav she'ein b'maisa. V'ein over b'lav zeh ad she'yikach hachevet shechamad. But you don't violate the isser until you took the actual, you get the actual item that you desired. Inyan shenamar lo sachmod kesev zav aleim alakach dalacha chibud sheyesh bo maisa. Right, that's what you see in that other pasuk. Lo sachmod is with lekicha, and the Ravid says lo raisi davar tema gadol mizeh. I never saw something so wondrous. Veheichad maisa gadol minetilas achefetz. That's it. What greater maisa is that? If he wanted to see a reason, he should have said, "Shu chayv b'tashlumin." Shariyuka gazlot shachayv l'ashev esakzilav is lavanito l'tashlumin. So that's why you're not going to get malchus. But the Rambam must hold. The Evan also quotes this in other achronim that it must be the Rambam holds that inherently this is called a lav she'ein bo ma'isa, even though physically you did a ma'isa and you have to do a ma'isa because the ma'isa is just the sheer in the iser belev, and therefore, you know, that's why, right? The smack, I think, says beferish that it's an iser belev. Chibud is an iser belev, so even if you did the maisa. But anyway, back to the Rambam in Hilchos Temura. The Rambam says Temura is an exception to the rule. Even though it's a lav shema maisa, you're going to get malchus. V'lam malokan ala Temura, lav, hari lav sheba nita klase. Why isn't it a lav nita klase? Temura, another reason. So lav shema maisa finds an exception. But there's another reason you should get be putter, because it's a lav nita klase. Shari ne'amar vim hamer yamir v'hayahus v'raso yekodesh. So the Rambam says, there's an asay and there's two los asays. Lo yachlifenu v'lo yamir. And there's only one asay. So the lavim, so one asay, interesting, Rambam, can be but not take one lav, but then there's still a lav left for you to get malchus for. V'od she'ein lav sheba shavel asay. Also, they're not parallel to each other. Right? It's not as inclusive. Shat tzibur v'ashutfin ein osin t'mur im heimiru. Tzibur and shutfin, there's no asay by them. The lav is more inclusive. V'afal pi shehein muzharin shalo yamiru. Nimseis omer, shahayachid shehemir harayat t'mur kodesh yafilu heimir b'shabes. V'lo karabam, if a yachid is meimir, so then it's he gets the amalkus. V'yechem and ashutfin shehemir o mi shehemir b'karbon mi karbon etzibur ho v'yishlo v'en shutfas haray zeloke v'en atzmur kodesh. Right, there's no assay. Okay, but anyway, that's a big discussion in the Rambam and Tzimura. Okay, now let's continue where we're up to. Chaf Dalam Abayis towards the bottom. Rebbe Zeira, Rebbe Hila, Trav Terehon, B'shem Rebbe Yossi Ben Chanina. Both of these great rabbis, Rebbe Zeira and Rebbe Hila, said something in the name of Rebbe Yossi Ben Chanina. Chad Amar, one of them said as follows. Shlomim Shalacham B'kesev Meiser. If you did what you're supposed to do, you have Meiser Meshedi money, and you go and you buy a carbon Shlomim. So we said at the end of yesterday's year, right, we said in the name of Rebbe Yochanan, that if you did that, and then it got a mum. Shlomim that you bought with Kesem Meis. So then it got a mum, so you're po to it, so that new money does not have Meisr Sheni Kedusha. Doesn't have Meisr Sheni Kedusha. Because the Meisr Sheni Kedusha was pocket, only has Shlomim Kedusha. Only has Shlomim Kedusha. So that's exactly what's said here also. Shlomim that you buy with Meisr Sheni money, Pakam Imenu Kedusha's Meisr. The carbon that you just bought only has Shlomim Kedusha and does not have Meisr Sheni Kedusha. Mara Folda, Klomar, She, well, that's going on the previous line. But look in the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, right? Pakim Imenu, and he quotes, it's a machlokas amaram that we had earlier on Daf Ches. But this is the concept of, if you did what you're supposed to do, what Chazal told you, what the Torah tells you to do, and the Chazal expand, so that it's kind of like a na'asis mitzvaso idea. One, you fulfilled your mitzvah, so then the status is gone. So here too, you've done what you're supposed to do with the Meister Sheni money. So it's ke'ilu, let's say you had Meister, the Brisker Rav says. What happens if you have Meister Sheni money and you change it onto food, fruit in the Yerushalayim, and then you eat it? So it's no longer Meister Sheni Kedusha, it's no longer here. It's consumed. So too, similarly, even though here it's still physically here, you bought a carbon, but you did what you're supposed to do with it. You basically consume the money in the way that you're supposed to, and therefore the Meister Sheni status leaves. Pocket Mahan, Kedusha's Meister. But let's say Truma, Shalacha Bekesa Meister, Truma that you bought with the Meister Sheni money, and this was the Machlokas that we had in our Mishnah. Whether you're supposed to buy Truma, right? The Tanakhama said back on Daf Chav Gimel, you're not supposed to buy Truma with the Meister Sheni money because you're Memayit Vachiloso. Reb Shimon said it's okay. And then we spoke about, do you say the same thing by Shvius, right? That was the Machlokas that we had on yesterday's daf, 2 days ago's daf. So truma shalach b'chesed meiser. That's not exactly what you're supposed to do. So truma that you bought with meiser shady money, lo pakim b'manu kedushas meiser. The meiser shady status did not leave, and therefore you have both statuses. The truma has meiser shady status, and you have the limits of what each of those brings. You didn't do the ideal. You don't say it's like nasis mitzvaso, and therefore it's the kedushas nishar. And the Gemara adds now, and this is all from the Chat Amar, right? The Reb Zeira and Reb Hila quoted this from Reb Zeira Harina, right? Reb Zeira Harina says the Meiser Sheni Kedusha leaves when you buy the Shlamim and not when you buy the Truma. And because of that, if you say this Svara, Mishnah Shoveres, the Mishnah breaks it. What does this mean? This Svara would undermine the Kal V'Chomer of Reb Shimon in the Mishnah. Remember Reb Shimon in the Mishnah. Reb Shimon wanted to say why it's mutter to buy Truma. Why is mother by truma with your Meister Sheni money? He's not worried about Mamayit Bachilaso. What Reb Shimon say? If you can buy a carbon, if you can buy shlamim, which could lead to bikodos v'tamei, surely you should be able to buy truma. And they say back, no, shlamim is mutul azarim, while truma is not. But he's comparing truma and kachim. So the Gemara says, but if we say that Meister Sheni is paka when you buy a carbon, and is not paka when you buy truma, then how could he even have a kal v'chomer from one to the other? They're two different worlds, two different areas of halacha. Mishnah shoveres, mishivin davar shepakim menu kedushas meiser, al davar shlo pakim menu kedushas meiser. You're comparing apples and oranges, right? Reb Shimon is bringing in something that pakim menu kedushas meiser. He's bringing, if you can even buy a carbon, surely you should be able to buy truma. What do you mean a carbon? You're allowed to buy a carbon because there's a different halacha. Meiser sheni kedusha leaves when you buy the carbon. So how can you even bring that as a kavachomer? Bring one to the other. They're two different kavachomer. You have to at least be in the same world. And there's, let's say, a quantitative jump, let's say. But here, they're two different worlds. How can you compare kachim to meiser? Kachim, a karbon, a shlamim, where the kedusha meiser shady will leave, to truma, where the kedusha meiser shady would not leave. So that's the first version. Again, Reb Zeira and Reb Hila quoted this in the name of Reb Yosef Chanina. And the first way to say it is that with the svara of Reb Yosef Chanina, the kavachomer of Reb Shimon doesn't really get off the ground. The charana, but the other one says, no, it's okay. It doesn't totally undermine Reb Shimon. The charana amar les hada amra. No, don't say this, that Mishnah shoveres. Why? Because you're right. Regarding the kavachomer that's said by Reb Shimon, it doesn't really get off the ground based on this chilek. But sometimes, and this is how the Mara Folda explains and others, sometimes the Gemara or even the Mishnah would quote a svara which the Mishnah knows is faulty, but there's another svara that will still support. So we'll quote the faulty svara, even though the faulty svara has a fault, even though you cannot get out, because there's another svara that could defend this shita. That's how the Mara Folda explains. The Charana Amar, Les Hada Amar, don't say that Mishnah Shoveres, that the Reb Shimon is knocked out. Mishiva Davar Shepakim Menu Kedushaso, Al Davar Shlopakim Menu Kedushaso. Don't say that. Why? Shehu Omer Lo, who? Reb Shimon could still say to the Rabbanan, relating to the other claim. What's the other claim? Truma has a Chumrah that Meister Sheni doesn't have, meaning you're being mema'id ba'achila, right? The Rabbanan say to Rabbi Shimon, because truma, what happens if a tful yom wants to eat truma, he can't eat truma. While if a tful yom wants to eat matzah sheni, he can, right? Remember, that's the first Mishnah in Shas, in Maseches Brachos, Mishnah Shekodim Nechad Menachaz Mechol Truma San. The Kohanim have to wait till after Shkia comes in order to eat their truma. Tful yom can't eat truma. Tful yom is called a sheni, and therefore it can't eat truma, but matzah sheni, yeah. So the Rabbanan say to Rabbi Shimon, that, what do you mean? How could you say that you could buy truma and matzah sheni? You're being memayit bachila, a tful yom cannot consume. So Rabbi Shimon would answer to that, that's not such a big deal. So you wait a couple of hours till the evening. Avad alai tefila achas, right? One tefila, which means that's not just wait a little bit, right? Just wait a little bit after the tefila. That's not something that is so, you know, mimait. So because that's a svara that Rabbi Shimon can answer the Rabbanan's other claim of mimait ba'achila, it says this one, even though it is a faulty one. Right, look at the Mara Folda in the middle of the piece, Vacharana. Klomar. Ilu lo hayalo lo hashiv rak tshuva zu shaper yesh lahakshos v'chi mishivin. If this is the only svara that Rabbi Shimon could say and it's faulty, then you got a good problem. Avor Rabbi Shimon yesh lo hashiv, Rabbi Shimon can answer the other claim. Demai tamayu derabanan lefisha memayid bachila. So she'asu l'tful yom. Amalam Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon can answer v'chi b'shvul tefila achas ma'avdan esakol, because he has to go to the mikveh and wait a couple hours. That ruins the whole thing. Hare yachol lahamtin at she'yarev shimsho. Where you could just wait. And therefore, it's not such a claim of oh, memai ba achilasa. So that's how the two days in the Gemara. What were these two days? Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi Hila quoted this line of Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina says this chilek that shlamim loses its kedusha of Maaser Sheni, while truma still has the kedusha. So that is that a problem for Rabbi Shimon? So it is a problem for Rabbi Shimon per se, but since he has another taina back, would we say that the Gemara, the Mishnah shouldn't quote that svara? So that's the chilek in the two days of the Gemara. This is quoted by the Rambam in Hilchos Maaser Sheni in the seventh parak. Loka chayel zivchei shlamim. Ubehema lebasar taiva. This is what we had earlier. If somebody buys a non-carbon animal, harizek kamishakana sharla harisha velo kanu shlamim. Lokach behema lo shlamim v'nafu ba'mum pakamenu kedushas meiser. Upode osa v'ein adam meiser. So the Rambam, if you buy shlamim, it is no longer meiser sheni. That loses that status. The Rambam quotes that in Zayin Yudches. But Truma, the Rambam does not say that it doesn't have that status. Remember my tful yom. It's always nice to mention the thought that the Eglei Tal quotes the name of his father in the Hakdama of his Sefer, where the Eglei Tal says, "Ra'isi l'kayim ben yechabirav." I want to be Mekayim Kibirav Ha'im at the beginning of my Sefer of the Eglei Tal. We know the Sacher Shavu Rebbe, the author of the Avnei Nezer, who wrote the Eglei Tal. He got through the first number of Malachas, but then he was Mashlim in the Avnei Nezer, the rest of the Malachas. So he says, Re'isi l'kayim ben yechabirav. Lichto b'psicha sifri davar masha shamati mikvod aduni avi mori v'rabi. B'pir she mishnah rishona, the first mishnah brachas. V'em ezagor eshvaba arvin, mishnah shakon emechazim lachot shumasam, ve'eda muvan, hatliya zebazeh. What do we have to mention Tvul Yom and Truma at the beginning of Shas relating to Kriya Shema? What is the connection between those two? V'yomer Adoni Avizal de'inyan Harif Shemesh she'tzricha Torah the Harif Shemesh, the whole idea of it, that the Torah says you need to wait for Tvul Yom. So he's bothered, like, you went to the mikvah, why should you have to wait? You did everything you're supposed to do and you can do. Da'af la'achar she'taval, even after you went to the mikvah, mikol makom, ve'achar she'hoya tameh ba'oso yom. Since you were tameh that day, nish arbo roshem tuma kol hayom. So in a roshem, a spiritual stain of the tuma could be felt the whole day. U'baharev shemesh sheba yom acher, she'lohaya bo tuma, nistali gam arishima. Only once shkia comes and it's a new day, so that's when the whole effect of the tum. If you were tummy today, so then, you know, the effect's going to still be there, even if you went to the mikvah. And then he says, that's the message of Tvil Yom. Tvil Yom is, even though you went to the mikvah, you got to wait, because you were tummy today, there's still a stain on you. Says the Eglei Tal's father, V'kasher hu betuma, kein hulu matzo b'kedusha. If that applies to tuma, that also applies to, for sure, in kedusha. Kishim makabal avomachos shemayim shachris. If somebody has a proper kabbalah avomachos shemayim in the morning, Even if you don't you're not thinking about your kriyash by the rest of the day, there's still, you know, yeah, there's a roshem. If there's a roshem of the tumah, there's for sure a roshem of the kedusha. And once the night comes, so then, you know, it's gone, and that's why you have to say kriyash shma again. Right, and that's why you don't say kriyash shma by mincha, because you know, it's already still there. The roshem of the morning kriyash shma is still there, and therefore, you don't have to say it then. You only say it, kriyash shma at night. What about, if you say it at night, what about the morning? Okay, most people sleep, that's, mevatalit, and therefore you have to do it again. Okay, that's the tful yom message, that we like to mention sometimes from the Egel Tal. Okay, we continue. Says the next Mishnah. Mi shahayu lo ma'os bi Yerushalayim etzarach lem. I have money. I have meiser sheni money in Yerushalayim. But I need to buy stuff. I see some great things I want to buy, but they're not food items. Right? I need to buy, furniture. I need to buy clothing. It's cold. I want to buy a coat. But I can't buy. I can't use meiser sheni money to buy non-food items, right? That's the first Mishnah in the previous parak. Ula chaveir aperos. But my friend has chulin fruit. My friend has chulin fruit in Yerushalayim. So, I don't want to buy the fruit, but what can we do? We could just do chilul. Omer lechaveiro, hari amos elu mechulal na perosecha. This money that has kedusha, I'm switching the kedusha onto your fruit. So your fruit have kedusha, you're going to eat it in Yerushalayim anyway, and my money is going to be chulin. Nimsa ze ocha perosa betara. So, comes out that this person who I just transferred the kedusha onto his fruit, so he has to eat the fruit betara. Vala osa tzarcha b'mosav. And I'm allowed to do whatever I need with my money. I'm allowed to do that. The Tosfos Yontif here says that this is not called, I mean, we had a discussion before about giving a gift. Really, it's no gift. Nothing switched. Nothing switched hands. I still have my money and you still have your fruit. It's just that we switched the status. We switched the status. Says the Tosfos Yontif, Ve'ein kan shum matana. De'ein echa nosin l'chaveira klum. There's no gift going here. Ella she kedushas hamaos chal al elu haperos va'as yikukulei alma. Even though we had earlier, whether there's a machlokas, whether you can't do machira, the first mishnah in the Masechta, but you could do machlokas about matana. This isn't a matana, right? This is even better than matana. Nothing switches hands. You're just keeping your stuff, and you are switching the kedusha, from one to the other. The Melech Shlomo says. Rech Shlomo says, "Vahala yitachin shemilashon hala." V'chenu gam gal shachachamim. He talks about the lashon of vahala. Right? What is the hala? Okay, he talks about that that lashon. But anyway, the Mishnah adds one more line. V'lo yomar kin la'ama aretz ela b'dmai. But if somebody, the person who has the fruit, is cannot be trusted to eat the fruit patara, then you're not allowed to do this, right? Unless your money is not full meiser sheni kedusha, that is d'mai. Meaning, rov ameiros ma'asrenheim. So, good chance that this money is chulin. So, if it's only because of demai, so then you could even give it to switch it with an am ha'aretz. Good. What about this case? Peiros b'Yerushalayim u'oz b'Medina. We recorded this once before in the Masechta. If somebody has fruit, you have chulin fruit in Yerushalayim, you have money in your city outside of Yerushalayim. So, what are you allowed to do? Are you allowed to switch? You want to eat this fruit? You want to be mechalel your money that you have in Beit Shemesh or wherever it is in Chevron? You're outside of Yerushalayim. You want to make that money into chulin, and your fruit that you have here in Yerushalayim, you want to eat that patara, ma'aser sheni. So, the Gemara, the Mishnah says you can do that. Omer hari amos vahem mechulal and aperes elu. As long as one of them is in Yerushalayim, you're good, right? That money is mechulal, and this fruit that I have in Yerushalayim is kadosh. Or the opposite, ma'os b'Yerushalayim, uperos b'Medina. If I have ma'aser sheni money in Yerushalayim, and I have fruit in the Medina, outside, so am I allowed to switch that? For whatever reason you want to do that, let's say you have money and you want to buy other things, non-food items. So omer, harei hamos ha'elu mechulal and aperos ha'heim. Yes, you're allowed to do that. This money that I have in Yerushalayim is now chulin. The fruit that I have outside of Yerushalayim is ma'aser sheni now. The only thing is, now I have to bring that fruit up. U'bavad she'elu aperos yachlev Yerushalayim. As we said, once you, you're not supposed to really, if everything's outside of Yerushalayim, you shouldn't switch it onto fruit. But here, if the money is in Yerushalayim, then you could switch it, but you have to bring the fruit up to Yerushalayim and eat it there. Continuing. Ma'os nichnasos li Yerushalayim v'yotzos, peros nichnasos v'enan yotzim. halacha that we might not have mentioned before. If you have ma'aser sheni money that you brought into Yerushalayim, you're allowed to take it out of Yerushalayim if you need it for some reason. The money does not have is not affected by this halacha. But fruit, ma'aser sheni fruit, once you bring it into Yerushalayim, it's not going out. Right? What's that called? The language of Chazal, the Pnei Moshe here quotes it, mechitzos koltos, klitas mechitzos. If the walls of Yerushalayim already had a certain take hold of the what goes in it, klitas mechitza, that's a din derabanan. But that din derabanan only applies to the fruits of Ma'aser Sheni, not to money of Ma'aser Sheni. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, Afa Peres Nechas of Yosef. Reb Gamliel argues, he says, no, fruits are allowed to go out also, as we'll see, that's limited. Right, it's limited. It's not always, but if there's a need, a temporary need, that the fruit could go out and in, so that would be allowed according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, as we will see. Again, it's interesting. We know there's a psul yotze when it comes to kachim. When it comes to kachim, psul yotze. So this is like on a durab. That's a din daraisa. So this is kind of like a psul yotze on a durabana level, right? Once it gets a certain status, so then it would be limited in terms of bringing it out, like a psul yotze of the fruit. Yeah, psul yotze applies to Yerushalayim by kachim kalim, which you're allowed to eat in Yerushalayim. So here too, Ma'aser Sheni, we noted, has parallels to kachim, right? Yerushalayim, unlike all the other mitzvos hatluyos. Truma and Ma'aser Rishon have nothing to do with, and Chala have nothing to do with Yerushalayim, but Bikurim and Ma'aser Sheni, some of them have Ma'aser Behema, right, have to do with Yerushalayim, and therefore, this is a parallel kind of to like a psul Yotze. Okay, we continue in the Mishnah. Perish Nigmar bin Lachdan, V'Avrim Tach Yerushalayim. So, fruit in Yerushalayim you can't take out. What if it wasn't Ma'aser Sheni yet? What if it was just Tevel? So, Peretz, Igmar Balachta, if you already had Gemar Malacha, so there's a chiyuv of Chumas and Maestris when you bring it in. Va'avru B'tach Yerushalayim, Yachzor, Ma'aser Sheni Shalahem, V'yachab Yerushalayim. You brought the fruit in, and it went through Yerushalayim, then you have to bring the Ma'aser Sheni back and eat it in Yerushalayim. It was as if, right, you weren't supposed to do that. It was as if Ma'aser Sheni went into Yerushalayim and went out. Why? Explains the Ma'ara Fulda, Matanos Shalo Hermu, Kemisha Hermu Damian. Right, the principle of Matanos, if you have the Matanos Kahuna that are in there that weren't Huram yet, is Ki'ilu they were Huram, Vikaltu Machitzos. And it's as if the walls already were collate, grabbed the Ma'aser Sheni, and you gotta bring it back. That's only if it was Gemar Malacha. Vishalon Gemar Malachdan, but if the Tevel did not have Gemar Malacha yet, as we've discussed, Sali Anavim Lagad, you have a basket of grapes, but you're not going to eat the grapes. You want to crush the grapes into wine. The Sali Tatum Lamuksar, you want to dry out the figs. You're not going to eat the figs fresh. So then there was no Gemar Malacha yet. That's a Machlokas. Beishamay Omram Yachzor Ba'Zashedi Shalahem V'Yachav Yishalayim. Beishamay says, you still say Matana Shalom Hermu. You still say Matana Shalom Hermu Kamisha Hermu Damian. We still Omram Yipada V'Yachav B'Chomakom. No. If they didn't even have a chiyuv hafrasha yet, so you don't view it as if the Ma'aser Sheni went in. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda Omer Bishum Reb Yosi, a different version of the machloka Beisham Veisila. Lo nechlu Beisham Veisila la per shel nigbar malach don shiipad de Ma'aser Sheni shalom yechab b'chamakom. If there was no gemar malacha, then even Beisham would agree, right? If there was no gemar malacha, then for sure we say that you could eat if the Ma'aser Sheni did not go through. You don't view it as if it went through. Alman echlaku the machloka is about where there was gemar malacha. Right, different version of the machlokas. Al peirush nigmar malachton. That's the machlokas. Beishamay omrim yachzor ma'aser sheni shalom v'yachav Yerushalayim. Beishamay says, yeah, it's matanos shel hermu, and therefore you have to take it back and eat it in Yerushalayim. Ubeis hillel omrim yipadav v'yachav v'chol makom. No, even if there was a chiyuv, there was gemar malacha, it was tevel. You do not view it as if ma'aser sheni went through. Why? Ma'arafold has two deis. Either you argue on that principle, matana shelo hermu, lav kemisha hermu damyin, it's not as if it was huram, right? Shalom, you don't say that. Or even if in general you say kemisha hermu damyin for other areas of halacha, but that's only for other dinim daraisa. But here this is klitas machitas drabanan, as we said before, so one can be makel. So two versions of the machlokas. Is there a machlokas by shalom nigra malacha, but everybody agrees by nigra malacha, it is called Ma'aser Sheni already, or the Machlokas is, everybody agrees, if there was not Gemar Malacha, then it's no Chiyuv, it's not called Ma'aser Sheni yet, the Machlokas is if there was Gemar Malacha. V'ademai nechnas v'yotzev v'nifta, and the last line, Demai could go in and out, right, even the Ma'aser Sheni fruit of Demai could go in and out, that is not a problem. Says the Gemara a little bit, Avalo yomar kelama arez alabed Demai, the Mishnah said, if I have money of Meiser Sheni, and my friend has fruit of Chulin, so I could switch the Kedusha in Yerushalayim, but not if he's an Am Haaretz. If he's an Am Haaretz, I can't do that, unless it's Dmai. If it's Dmai, then I can even do that to an Am Haaretz. HaBavadei lo? Why? HaBavadei, I shouldn't shame Moshe and Vadei l'Am Haaretz. I'm not supposed to give Vadei, something with Vadei, Kedusha by the Sheni to an Am Haaretz, because he won't treat it properly. He won't treat it with Kedusha. Reb Shiva Gabliel lo omer afa yosef knosset v'chulu. The Mishnah at the end said, Reb Shiva Gabliel would allow fruit to go out, right, of Yerushalayim. Really? So says the Gemara, as we had earlier, because sometimes the ovens, the places to bake bread were cheaper outside of Yerushalayim. You can find it a better place. Reb Shiva Gabliel says you can take it out on a temporary basis. Could they lasos isavalachzer? You can take it out temporarily, and we won't view that as a yitzia. Okay, we'll have to stop here. But we'll continue in Maaser Sheni, the third perek, next time with Daf Chavav.